This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Reporters traveling with President Trump to the G20 summit in Argentina say he was in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer admitted lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is probing possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen told a Manhattan federal judge he lied to Senate and House committees last year about Donald Trump's business interests in Russia. He testified negotiations over building a Trump tower in Russia ended before the 2016 presidential primaries began, when in fact they continued throughout the primary season. He also said he lied about the extent of his contacts in Russia and with the Trump Organization about the project. He said he lied to be loyal to Trump's political messaging, though the boss's name was absent from the proceeding, where Trump was called Individual One. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump begins 2 days of meetings with world leaders today in the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires, which hosting the G20 summit. But one counterpart he will apparently not be sitting down with is Russian President Vladimir Putin. This follows Moscow's seizure Sunday of 3 Ukrainian vessels and their crews as they tried to make their way to a Ukrainian port. Robert Paladino is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
There is a coalescing of opposition and strong condemnation for the aggression that we've witnessed.
President Trump decided en route to Argentina to cancel the Putin meeting in Buenos Aires after in-flight briefing by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly about the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United States is sounding more warnings about Iran's malign activities across the Middle East and beyond, suggesting more sanctions, urging countries to take action or risk growing instability and conflict in the region. This is the second time in less than a year Washington has publicly displayed weapons it claims Iran used as to proxies and terrorist groups in the Middle East. Senior UN advisor to the Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, accusing the international community of cruelly disregarding the suffering of the Syrian people and failing to protect them in the name of waging a war against terror. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Jan Egeland has led the UN's humanitarian effort in war-torn Syria for many years. As he steps down from his post as senior advisor, he delivers a particularly blunt assessment of the international community's role in abetting the worst instincts of all the warring parties, to the detriment of the civilian population.
We allowed all hell to be let loose in the most populated civilian places of a heavily populated country.
While most of the country has been forcibly pacified, Egeland warns the humanitarian situation throughout Syria remains critical. He says he's particularly worried by a recent escalation of violence in the northern cities of Aleppo and Idlib. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Military operations against the Taliban in southern Afghanistan killed at least 25 civilians, injured 17 others. Clashes erupted after insurgents reportedly entrenched in the vicinity of civilian homes initiated an attack against an Afghan National Army convoy. It appears that none of the migrants who clashed with U.S. authorities at a Mexico border crossing this past week will face criminal prosecution. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Despite President Trump's vow that lawlessness at the border will not be tolerated, the Associated Press has learned that criminal charges won't be pursued against 42 immigrants, men, women, and children, part of the caravan that traveled from Central America to seek asylum, who wound up throwing rocks and other items as tensions flared from frustration over the long wait. A source tells the Associated Press two of the cases were referred to the Justice Department for prosecution, but both of the accused had medical problems that prevented them from being held in San Diego's detention center. Others weren't prosecuted because there wasn't enough information gathered in that chaotic scene, and some of those involved were children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has called on social media companies and technology firms to work with what he calls law enforcement to protect the public from cyber criminals. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors today. And later on the show, my guest today is going to be Sierra Leonean-born Manzu Manaman. Yes, Manzu has just done a new album, so he has decided to bring it to Voice of America so that we can premiere it first. So stay tuned. And Manzu Manaman, formerly of Manzu Avexibolt, is going to be right here on the show. But let's start off with some old-time classics. And we start off from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone, with Love That Stays, the sound of the legendary Bosca Bangs. And right after that, Gone But Not Forgotten, Oliver Ngoma of Gabon in Adia, and Amiyo by the legendary Bebe Manga of Cameroon. But Love That Stays, a hot beat by Bosca Bangs of Sierra Leone, comes on right now.
See you.
beat on The Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Thank you.
the sound of Bibi Manga from Cameroon, and right before that, Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and Love That Stays by Bosca Banks of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest today, Manzoo Manaman, formerly Manzoo Avexibold, who has just done a new album to be released pretty soon, but will be premiered first right here on The African Beat at The Voice of America. Wow. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Let's take some messages now from our friends on Facebook. And this one says, I am Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. from Liberia. Each time I listen to African Beat on The Voice of America, David, my spirit in me feels like I am moving across or around Africa. Well, you are surely indeed moving, because I'm taking you around the continent, all right? Thank you very much, Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. of Liberia. And another email says, hi, David, I love your African Beat show. Can you please play a nice piece of music for me? I am Bringy from South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Bringy. Keep enjoying the show. More good music is going to come for you. And this one says, hello, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Tade from Akure City. I love the African Beats. Can you just keep it up, David? Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We are so proud of you out here. Thank you so much, and much love to you. That is Tade from Akure City in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Tade. This is a wonderful moment. And now let's go back to music. And we take the remix of Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And right after that, Ambience Okunakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But first, Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Baby, go go, I stand by.
Go, go.
Sakuna Cree by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia and Botombele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vande here in Washington. When I come back, my guest, Manzu Manaman, formerly Manzu Avexibold from Sierra Leone, is going to be right here to tell you about his new album. So stay tuned and let's enjoy some good music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Right, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And today, my guest is not a stranger to the studio. He has been here before, but that's a long, long time ago. And now he's back fresh and ready to give you the hottest beat. And that is Manzu Manaman from the Republic of Sierra Leone. Welcome to the African Beat, Manzu. All right. And so what have been keeping you so long? Why have you been out for so long? People have been waiting. Everybody have been crying. Everybody has been yearning. What was going on?
I was working on my disability project, and I was working on my album too. Ability in Disability.
Ability in Disability. That's the title of the new album.
Yes.
Whoa. Ability. Yeah, I can remember some time ago we spoke about that. Okay, so you say you were working on your disability program. Let's touch on that first before I play my first song. Tell me about the disability program you're working on.
Well, actually, I'm already done with my paperwork, my documentation, and going to Africa to know exactly how the disabled people are living in my country, what their constraints. And then I came back to the US to set up everything. And now I'm just like, want to do this album. And 30% of what I'm getting on this album, I'm going to give it to my foundation.
So this your disability foundation.
Correct,
that
yes.
You're working on. Okay. Correct. Well, congratulations on that, and I wish you all the best. The interesting part is the title of the album.
Ability in Disability.
Ability. That means there is ability in disability.
Much more ability in disability.
Because yeah. Nothing can stop you.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I love that. Thank you so much, and thanks for being here today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with the first song that you're going to perform today, and that is Come Inside. We know it's an old song when you were Manzua Vexi Bolt, but you know it's good to go back to where it all started. Yeah. So let's enjoy this track right now. Come Inside, the sound of Manzua Vexi Bolt. This is not just Manzua Manaman, but this is Manzua Vexi Bolt. So we're going to take you way back to that time, and then we bring you forward. Okay, let's enjoy this one.
Shake, dance.
Yes, yes, yes. I know some of you will be rocking out there. You guys are all crazy about this song. Well, it's good. Wait until you hear the latest one in town. Okay, so now, Manzu, the new album coming out, The Ability in Disability. I want us to expand on it a little bit. Say something about that. What actually prompted you to do that, to do an album, and you title it that way?
Well, actually, I want the world to vision out there is a much more ability in any disabled people throughout the world. So, like, I want them to see they cannot look low upon people with disabilities. So, like, I want to be a replica to represent disabled and the voice of disabled all around the world, to let people encourage anyone that has some kind of disability. And I think we need just the opportunity. We don't need, like, a sympathy. We need an opportunity so that we can explore our talent. So that is the reason why I titled this album Ability in Disability, so they can see the ability in me. And a lot of people think I'm not gonna do an album like this because me and my partner will break out some time ago. So, like, I just want them to know I can do my thing alone. I can do anything that I want to do as long as I have the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's a pity. Most of us, we all loved when you were Manzu Avec Sibolt. You know, you and Sibolt were very good partners together. But okay, things do happen. You know, we're not going to go into that, what caused the breakup, all this stuff. But, you know, it happened. And now you are standing all alone. And I love it when you say you can do it all alone by yourself. And that means there is more ability in you, you know. So I want to congratulate you on that. And you're going to launch this album on the 1st of December.
Correct.
Throw some light on that. Tell us.
Okay, on the 1st of December, I'm going to launch this album, Ability and Disability, at a place called Karma DC. And you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, to see exactly what I'm trying to do. And It's gonna be something phenomenal on that day. So, like, I just want people to follow me and go and
give you the support.
The support.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah. Well, I know it's gonna be phenomenal because what we just saw here in that first track, before we come into the second track, which is very popular across the Sierra Leonean and African community, I'm sure it's gonna be a big bang. But I want us to go back to that project. You know, you've lived in two different parts of the world. You have lived in Sierra Leone, your home country, where disabled people, people with disabilities, are looked low upon. And I would say 90% of people with disabilities in Sierra Leone actually roam the streets begging for something to eat. And you have lived in the United States of America, where people with disabilities are being empowered. So tell me about that transition before you looked at yourself and said, you know what, I have to go back to help my people.
Yeah, when I came to the United States of America, a lot of people thought, like, I'm not gonna make it because, like, most of the work that they are doing here, like Africans, American, most of the job that they're doing is, like, I can't be able to do those manual job. I just have to use my brain. I just have to use my head to work, like computer work, all this kind of stuff. So, like, I started putting myself together, go to school, and try to have a job that I can hand something. And I met a friend. We started working. By then, this friend was in university. We started working on this, my album and disability project. So, like, we formed a team called the Witchman Records, and they started helping me with my project. And after that, we went to Africa and see exactly what these people they want, what they like, or what they want. When I came back to the United States of America, I need to put my album together, and whatever I have on this project, I will donate like 30% to people with disability. And it was kind of hard, like, doing such, but all around the world, it's not like easy. Even here in the United States, you can't just do something alone. You have to call people.
You have to team up.
Exactly,
it's teamwork.
Yeah.
So You know, after spending time here in the States,
yeah,
you know, and you see how people with disabilities are being treated, you know, with that respect, with cordial respect, and you went back home and you saw something different.
Yes.
Did that actually ginger you up to come back and say, you know what? I have to do something for my people.
I think that is the main reason, because when I came here, it was like completely different.
Different world.
Yeah, they treated me with all the thing that they can empower disability people with. So like, I know I need to go back and help those people with disability, because the first thing that I try to do is like change the mindsets of disabled people, because a lot of them think being a disabled is the end of the road. So like I want to change their mindset. Like, being a disabled, they can do it. It's not the end of their life. So like I talk to them, I go from one home to another, visited them, and then try to transform their mind to something that they can help themselves. They cannot depend on government, they cannot depend on family members, they can just help themselves. So like when I return back to the state, I'm so happy, because most of them, they started...
They listen
exactly what I was doing and what I was saying. So it was really, really a very good experience. I know.
All right. Well, you know, this is it's a very powerful project, and we're looking forward to see what is going to happen. But let's take another song now. And we're still going back a little bit, because we want to keep most of the new stuff for... people who can just run down to Kama and watch you on that night. But Titi, hold me. You know, this song is so popular amongst the ladies. Come on. Mm-hmm. Were you called the ladies man when you were doing this song? No hesitation, please.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you poured everything into the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by then... It was really, really nice during that time when I did a song. You know, I look at the situation, I look at every situation and put those lyrics together. And I was having my colleague, my partner, Seabold, and we put all those lyrics together. It was real nice. It was really good by then.
It was great. All right. Well, let's enjoy the song now. Titi Old Me. This one is going to all the ladies out there. If you love Manzu, this one is for you. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, TT. Nice one. Mansoor Manaman is the man of the hour. Okay, now before we go, let's talk about the new album. What should people be expecting? Because the next song we're going to play is from the new album.
Yes. People,
is it going to be different from the Mansoor Avec Si Bold kind of stuff?
A little bit, because like I try to cater for different kind of people, ageable people, middle-aged people, and the youth.
And the youth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone gonna accept the way I transform myself, because like if you're following me, you understand that I try to like rebrand myself a little bit so I can able capture the mind of the youth of today.
So you capture the minds of the youth of today, of the middle-aged people, even elderly people, because
correct.
You want this album to relate to everybody.
Correct.
All right, well, I just want to say thank you very much, Mansoor Manaman, for being my guest today. And I wish you all the best in your launch and the disability project that you're going to do in Sierra Leone. And I hope that people over there with disability will look at you and say, if Mansoor can do this, I also can do it.
Correct.
All right?
Correct.
And so with that, you want to say your final word before I let you go? Just to your fans, let them hear the sweet
voice.
Yeah,
I just want to let my fans know I'm with them and I'm coming strong like never before. And to people with disability, just be strong and change your mindset. Honestly, you can grow up and become whatever you want to become.
All right, and with that, thanks to my guest Mansoor Manaman, who is right here. And now we're going to bring you a song from the new album, Ability in Disability, but this one is called Far Away.
It's Mr. Coker.
I lay down, they sleep, they call you name. Not blame me, but food is not a game. Oh yeah, I want my radio, not that mommy him. Baby, cancel me, just keep Nami Lane. Oh, then say punky not to blast us. But you cry, no man know the pass. Then say punky not to blast us. But you cry, no man know the pass. I say you love the eat me like a tender. From January to December. Ooh, girl, you make a member. Me and you two at that corner. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. I lay down, they sleep, they dream about you. Every day, I dey think about you. You kind of man, or they play 1-2. Inside me, that's why you love a tattoo. Make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Then say punky not to blast us. But you cry, no man know the pass. Then say punky not to blast us. But you cry, no man know the pass. Oh, me sweet lover, me upline. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away.
make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can't make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
And they try for brown for we.
And they look up and don't for capsize we.
Manzu, they are for you. Baby, no mess my tutu. And they rot you leg boo boo, make you my boo. Baby, can make you play the cuckoo. New love, don't open waist. New love, don't open waist. New love, don't open waist. New love.
All of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leading you. So long.
If you come for stay, I say I go there for you. Me love a day, baby, any day for you. If you come for stay, baby, I go there for you. New love, I'm open with. New love. New love, don't know Ben Wiz. New love, don't know Ben Wiz.
Manzu, 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 Manzu.
Don't know Ben Wiz. It's a man of man music. Don't know Ben Wiz. Make me dance, 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 dance. Body man, yes, cause I'm not here, he what? Me, I don't blind. I'm only this baby.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.